The uprising is very near, brothers and sisters. You know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, stay tuned. Imam Khomeini said, the Palestinian cause and the great Palestinian fight is close to its final conclusion, which will be a blessed conclusion, inshallah. We mentioned before that the leader has told us that no such thing as the Zionist entity will exist by 2040. But that's maximum. After reading the recent speech of the leader, let me tell you, the liberation of Palestine feels much, much closer. For anyone who knows even a little bit about the Mahdi, the savior of humanity, Imam Zaman alayhi salam, you know what this is all leading up to. You know that Jesus Christ alayhi salam will pray behind Imam Mahdi, and that this is closely related to Al-Quds, Jerusalem, Palestine, according to our ahadith. Yes, the day is coming where the world will be filled with justice, just as it is today filled with injustice. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. May Allah bless every man, woman and child that attended Quds Day 2022 globally. Imam Khomeini has said, Holy Quds calls all Muslims in the world. This is about you wherever you are. Whether in the UK, throughout Europe or Pakistan, in the USA or in Nigeria, Pakistan, India, whether you are in the East or the West commemorating Al-Quds Day, look around, dear brothers and sisters, look around. Because those that you saw marching with you are the allies that Allah has chosen for the global movement of Imam Mahdi, inshallah. And yes, many of them may have been Christians, many of them may have been Jews, many may not even have had any religious backgrounds. But by participating in the Al-Quds Day and showing their solidarity with Palestine and standing up against tyranny and oppression, those who have recognized the cancerous, villainous, tyrannous Zionist regime for what it is, are harsh against them, and they stand together for Palestine, united. Now, don't underestimate your own actions. By showing your solidarity with Palestine, you are not only standing up against the Zionist regime of Israel, you are not only showing your opposition to the Taghuti oppressive governments like America and the UK, you are in fact defending Masjid al-Aqsa and Jerusalem al-Quds itself. How? Imam Khomeini said, your presence in the political and public areas of defending Quds is a true defense of Quds. This is a true defense. Those who are defending Quds in the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the first Qibla of the Muslims, with their bodies and souls, will be encouraged. With your movement, they will gain energy and become more resistant. Imagine if you were a youth in Palestine and you saw that the world is showing its solidarity and support for you. It would encourage you to never give up, no matter what the filthy Zionists do. When our Palestinian brothers and sisters see us supporting them, holding up their flags and burning the flags of their enemies, it sends a clear message to every Palestinian. We are with you and we will fight for your rights. So you keep throwing that rock, you keep slinging that sling. You must resist to exist. Why is it so important for you to resist? Imam Khomeini said, the Palestinian nation is showing every day that it has stood up and will stand up against the oppressor with an exemplary courage. The Palestinian youth have acted as a defensive shield for Palestine with their self-sacrificing activities, and they are harbingers of a different future. Imagine for a moment that these heroic, self-sacrificing, brave Palestinians abandoned the fight. Just imagine, God forbid, if they gave up. Palestine would be lost. The Zionists would take over completely, not just Palestine, from the Euphrates to the Nile. They would expand and sow devastation, chaos, and mayhem completely across the Muslim world like a cancerous tumor. The Saudi regime would be empowered. All the puppet tyrant regimes would be empowered. America, the UK, and France would subjugate the Muslim world, as they have been trying so hard to do. And in turn, Islam itself would wither away like some whisper of a historical way of life. This is what they have been wanting. They want all the Muslim world to be subservient to the colonialist, imperialist Zionists. Remember the Native Americans? Around 10 million natives lived in what's now called the USA. Where are all these natives today? I'll tell you where they are, forgotten. After any tyrant or oppressor massacres, maims, and enslaves men, women, and children, after it commits every crime under the sun, the tyrant wishes for its crimes to be forgotten, and it wishes for the world to forget so that it can move on with all the dunyawi gains it has made. That's what they wanted to do with Palestine. But the resistance of the brave Palestinian people and the Muslim world, as well as the countless people across the globe, raising the flag for Palestine shows that the world will never forget. And the punishment for the Zionists is going to hit them hard. Imam Khamenei has said, everything is signaling a new equation in Palestine's present and future. Today, an invincible power in Palestine and throughout West Asia has replaced the invincible army of the Zionists. Today, that criminal army has been forced to turn its aggressive formation into a defensive one. Have no doubt, the Zionists came to the Muslim lands with the intention of being a base for the great Satan. And they came with the intention of expanding and getting bigger. But instead, they ended up building a wall around themselves. The usurping Zionist regime is wallowing in a convoluted network of problems in both political and military arenas. Alhamdulillah, we already gave our goodbye message to Netanyahu back in 2018. The former butcher and criminal who was at the top of that regime was thrown into the dustbin of history following the epic of Saif al-Quds. Every hour his current successors await the sharp blade of another epic. We tried to warn Netanyahu back then, but he didn't listen. Then the 12-day war humiliated the Zionists. Check out the video. The Zionists are running out of time and they know it, but they're still insisting on hiding behind their walls. I mean, what do you think is gonna happen when your walls no longer hide you? The Oslo Accord, the Arabian two-state solution, the deal of the century, and the recent humiliating attempts for the normalization of relations have been nullified. Like, for the Zionists, everything is falling apart. Not only that, their daddy, America, has also faced numerous slaps to the face. It has been defeated in the war in Afghanistan, defeated in its maximum pressure policy against the Islamic Republic of Iran, defeated in the face of Asian powers, defeated in trying to control the economy of the world, and defeated in the internal management of its own country and managing the phenomenon of the deep rift that has come about in the US establishment. Their entire new world order is in disarray. They cannot implement the one world government that Shaitan has been planning for centuries. Now, this year, just like every year before Quds Day, you had certain Shias, instead of focusing on Palestine, they started saying, what about Jannatul Baqi? What about Bahrain? What about this issue? What about that issue? What about Afghanistan? What about Iraq? What about the Shia killings in Pakistan? Etc. Some of them are saying these things because they genuinely care, and they feel like Palestine is being given so much attention that the other issues are being forgotten. I assure you, dear brothers and sisters, the other issues are not being forgotten or ignored. Whether it's Bahrain or Kashmir or in Afghanistan or Shia killings in Pakistan or injustice against Muslims in India, you've got to understand that all the other issues will pretty much diminish with the fall of the Zionist regime. America's grip and control over this region will significantly weaken. The funding and arming of deviant extremist groups will fade. Do you really think that the Saudis are going to last long without Israel? Saudis couldn't even hold back the Honorable Ansarullah in Yemen. Sayyid Abdul Malik al-Houthi and his warriors will probably wipe the Hijaz clean of the Saudi regime on their way up to liberate Palestine. And with the liberation of Palestine, we will see Jannatul Baqi rebuilt to a former glory, insha'Allah. There are others who aren't highlighting these other issues because they genuinely care, but rather because they want to downplay the importance and significance of Al-Quds and Palestine. These so-called Shias, who as soon as Al-Quds Day is drawing close, they suddenly start showing how much they care about political issues like Bahrain and Afghanistan and Jannatul Baqi, etc. everything to distract us from Palestine. Who are these so-called Shias? I'll tell you who they are. They are the same people who claim to follow the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, the same people who claim to be those who love Imam Hussein and Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha. And yet, when they saw that the shrine of Sayyida Zainab was being attacked in Syria, these are the same people who did nothing. Even now, they don't admit that they were wrong about President Assad. May Allah strengthen him in the cause of resistance. Even now, they don't have the integrity to give credit to those who gave their lives to defend the shrine of Sayyida Zainab. They don't show their support for Shahid Qasim Soleimani. They try and ignore the Islamic Resistance Front, which liberated the region from Daesh and protected the holy shrine of Sayyida Zainab. Even now, they try to ignore that it was Iran that led the entire resistance effort. These are the same people who claim to follow Ayatollah Sistani, but when Ayatollah Sistani actually called for the believers in Iraq to join hands and fight back against ISIS, where were these so-called Shias? Even if they don't physically support the resistance, do you even see them speaking in support of Hashd al-Sha'bi? So many of the youths don't even know what the Hashd al-Sha'bi is. Dear brothers and sisters, this is one of the great supporters and resistance factions that we have today in Iraq. Like Kata'ib Hezbollah and An-Nujba and the others. Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hamas and Islamic Jihad in Palestine itself, Zainabiyun in Pakistan, Fatimiyun in Afghanistan, Ansarullah in Yemen. Imam Khamenei has said, the formation of the resistance in West Asia has been the most blessed phenomenon in this region in recent decades. It was the magnificence of the resistance that was able to cleanse the occupied territories of Lebanon of the pollution of the Zionists, pull Iraq out from the clutches of the US, save Iraq from the maliciousness of Daesh, and assist Syrian defenders in the face of US schemes. The resistance fights against international terrorism, helps the resistant people of Yemen in the war that has been imposed on them, wrestles with the Zionist usurpers in Palestine, and will bring them to their knees with God's grace. When I see these resistance factions, I see the armies of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, and Imam Mahdi is with them. These so-called Shias and their preachers are just going to tell you pseudo-spiritual mumbo-jumbo and some surface-level stuff from the Quran and the Hadith, and you're going to completely miss the point. Don't listen to what others are saying. You can feel it in your heart. You know that the time is getting closer and closer. Now is the time to truly consider yourself as a Shia, as a true Shia. A true Shia in the true sense of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Forget about those people. Just leave them. They're not going to understand. Move on. You have a duty that you need to attend to. You have something that you need to do. Today, it is the resistance axis led by Iran and Imam Khamenei, which is protecting the physical symbols of Islam as well as the dignity of Islam globally. And all those in the resistance axis are pro-Palestine. In fact, all the major Shia scholars, the Honorable Murjas, are in support of Palestine. Resistance for the existence of the Palestinian nation is an integral part of what it means to be a Shia Muslim in today's world. And Imam Khamenei has said, only with the power that comes from resistance, which originates in the teachings of the Honorable Quran and which arises from the religious rulings of Dear Islam, can one resolve the issues of the Islamic world and the issue of Palestine, which stands at the top of all Islamic issues. The liars in Europe and the US who make extravagant claims about human rights and who created a commotion on the issue of Ukraine keep totally silent in the face of all these crimes in Palestine. Not only do they not defend the innocent people, they also help that bloodthirsty wolf. Polls show that almost 70% of the Palestinians in the 1948 and 1967 lands and in the surrounding camps encourage the Palestinian leaders to carry out attacks on the Zionist regime. This is an important phenomenon because it signifies the complete preparedness of the Palestinians to confront the usurping regime, and it provides the Mujahid organizations with the freedom to take military action whenever they deem necessary. All of Palestine has turned into an arena of resistance. This is a message to every non-Muslim out there. Islam is not your enemy. Islam is not coming to snatch away your rights. Islam is here to confront the tyrannical powers that have enslaved humanity. Islam is here to free the minds of the masses and to empower all those who wish to rise up for the sake of truth, justice, and for God. But at the end of the day, even if you don't accept Islam, at least be an ally to it. You know that there is some sort of divinity in this world. You know deep down inside that this world and your existence wasn't created in vain. If tomorrow the Wali al-Faqih, Imam Khamenei, gives the command that all the combined resistance movements start marching towards Palestine, everyone needs to know where they need to be.
Wherever you are. لقد وصف الإمام الخميني إسرائيل وصفا واقعيا ودقيقا جدا عندما سماها بالغدة السرطانية. هذا وجود سرطاني وكلنا يعلم بأن السرطان طبيعته أن ينتشر في الجسد وأن يفتك، وأن الحل الوحيد للسرطان هو استئصاله وعدم الاستسلام له وعدم إعطاء الفرصة له. إسرائيل هذه تمثل خطرا دائما وهائلا على جميع